Fred Film Radio, Berlin International Film Festival, Germany.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 71st Berlinale. I'm in company of Radu Jude, director of Bad Luck Banging or Looney Porn screening in competition. So, your movies in general, but this movie is also full of irony, sarcasm, dark humor. So, do you think this is the only way to fight racism, sexism, radical parties and views?
For sure not, and I'm not sure that the film I've done is a fight in a way or another. It's more for me a kind of analysis, and of course, because it is also a critique, it can seem somehow more engaged than it actually is in a way. And getting to that, I think if it has some humor or some irony or whatever it is, I think it's not such a conscious option. It has something to do with my nature a little bit, and also with the desire, which contradicts what I said before, a desire to see or to notice, let's say the comic angle of some realities, like Kundera has a famous essay, and he speaks about the comic side of sex at some point, which Puritans and libertines both don't want to see it because it makes this activity seem ridiculous and so on. And I think this is somehow true if you look at some activities from a certain angle. Even us now, if you really, really take a step backwards, you can see how ridiculous we all are staying here and discussing that. I mean, it has a ridiculous side as well. But of course, it also has a heroical side. The fact that we go on and try to speak about films and cinema, and I'm very grateful for that. But we could see the satirical side of it, if you want.
The most interesting part of the film is the third part, because it brings up a discussion that goes in many directions with so many points of view. It says a lot in a multifaceted way. So how did you conceive it?
Well, first of all, I think it's interesting, and it's a bit of shame that, but it's normal in this kind of discussion that everybody wants to know something about the topic of the film more and less about the form, because for me they are very connected, and I think the form of this film, and of including this part, which is the form of a kind of a sitcom, of a comedy, of a TV cheap comedy, is very connected. So I wanted to subvert a little bit this language of television, which is usually for very cheap comedy, and to use this cheap comedy, but in a way that it's a little bit against the values of that television propose normally, or at least against the value of aesthetical values of TV or whatever platforms, this kind of stuff. And regarding the what happens in it and the dialogue, because it's of course based mostly on dialogue, they are mostly quotes or adapted quotes from what I found on the internet. And because I have two children, one is 16 years old, so I've been to quite a lot of meetings with other parents, and we have a WhatsApp group, so we can watch. You can see the values of a group of parents, from middle class parents, let's say. And all of a sudden, when they speak about children, when there are problems regarding kids, there's always a kind of it breaks down the barrier. People are more honest when they are trying to impose your values regarding the children. So you can see that there is a lot of you can see the real values behind when people are talking about the kids. You see, I might give you one example, for instance. It's for sure that the head of the class, I don't know, the responsible for the class was a mathematics teacher. And she had 1 hour per week in the kid of my school, in my school kids, in my kids' school, sorry. And she, once every week, she had 1 hour to discuss like civilization problems with the children, how to be a citizen, ethical problems, this kind of stuff. And the parents went mad about that and went to the school and said to the teacher, you must teach mathematics even in that hour because we want our kids to be good at mathematics so they could go to good high schools. She partially did because, you know, she didn't do it all the way. Then I'm very happy she is a great person. But this shows that what the parents want. They don't want their children to become good citizens and to understand the world around. They want them to be successful in the high school, then in the university, then in the profession, and that's it. So I think that's very limitative somehow.
Since we're talking about, like, you know, the endings, I wanted to know more about the idea of having like three possible endings and exploring the most extreme one. That I have to say, it hit me in the face. It reminded me of the sometimes the same feeling I had when I watched films like A Clockwork Orange, for example. Plus, there was a woman, like a you know, being violent in a way. And I found it at the same time, like, very feminist. And I thought that it was extremely representative of every nuance, you know, and in the way men and women are. So I wanted to know more.
Well, the structure of the film, as I pointed at the beginning on the credits, is that of a sketch. Meaning that now I have to stop from saying that because there were reviews where people say, well, it's just a bad sketch and that's it. It's nothing more. The film they wrote at the beginning is just a sketch and that's what it is. So it doesn't have any value. And so I will change that. I will say that it's a treatise on that, a treaty. But the structure is that of a sketch. I mean, it's not fully put together. It's some things are a little bit longer than maybe they should be. Some things are a little bit repeated. It's a little bit more rough. It has a roughness, I think, the structure, which I want. I'm not able maybe to make a structure which is completely full circle. So this is why I kept the three endings. It's like everybody could choose which one of them considers his or hers. And that was the idea. And of course, maybe the last one is like a fantasy, but it is a male fantasy more than a woman's fantasy, probably. So it's like what I would like to do to people that stuck on my nerves, and maybe a woman wouldn't think of that, but this is what it is. The film is made by a white man, heterosexual person, and that's it. I assume that.
Since the film has only been presented to press and industry, how do you think the film will be perceived by the general audience?
Well, I don't know how the film will be perceived. I think the good thing of a film is to put it in front of the viewer, and then they can attack the film, then they can like the film, they can praise it, they can thrash it, they can... And if the film... I never have... Or maybe at the beginning of the first films, I was a little bit, when I was reading a bad review, a little bit felt, you know, bad or guilty or... I don't know, and not anymore. I think I like bad reviews. I think if the film is good, it resists to all the bad critique. If it's bad... it doesn't resist to the good reviews, you know? So I really want the reviews and the reviewers and the film critics to be much harsher with every film possible. I would destroy, if I would be a critic, which I cannot be because I'm not able to, I would destroy 90% of the film without pity. Well, I really think that a film should be an occasion for a debate, for discussing values, for discussing whatever, for a discussion.
And we've been talking to Radu Jude, director of Bad Luck, Banging or Loony Porn, screening at the 71st Berlinale in competition. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.